time and place, Tommy.
What happened?
There was a time and a place to bring this person to a get-together. And most of the time, you are clear this person is invited.
Yeah.
Because when this person shows up unannounced to a group where others are not expecting it, the dynamic completely changes.
Yes, it does.
And it does seem there are men and women who do not have the social understanding that you can't bring this other person everywhere you go.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, I got to be careful with this.
All right, cool. All right,
okay. Got together with some friends a little while back.
Okay.
We went out to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And these are guys I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, your crew, your old crew.
Yeah, and some of them were in from out of town, right? So the invite went out.
Mm-hmm.
It was not specifically said, but I think we all assumed it was just like the guys getting together.
The old crew.
Yes. It wasn't anything like, hey, bring your wife, bring your girlfriend. It's like, hey, we're all getting together, blah, 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 blah. But when we got there, one of our buddies had brought his wife.
Boy.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's not the best. She's not the worst.
Well, don't say that.
You know the type of person.
She's not the best. You could have just said it was fine.
Okay, I mean.
Stop
no,
there.
No, no, no. What I'm trying to get at is. You
she's
know,
just there.
You know the
saying?
Type of person I'm talking about. Like, you don't hate them, but they don't bring anything to the table.
Okay.
You know
you
the type of person.
Worse.
You
hey,
know
it's
the
your
type.
Friend.
Okay.
It's your friend.
All right, all right.
But there are those couples that just kind of do everything together no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just always at each other's side.
I always assume that's, like, trust issues.
Well, I guess.
Oh, you think so?
Well, like, if they're really going out of their way to never be seen apart.
All right, well,
so after a while, I just know not to invite them anymore because I just know he's going to bring her and
vice versa.
Not that I hate her or anything. It's just it does change the night.
So to your point, it definitely changed the dynamic of the evening with her being there. And you have five guys that have known each other for like 25 years. And this woman, all of us combined, have met like three times.
Right.
And we couldn't be ourselves.
Yeah, it changes. The night's over.
All right, so he and his wife leave first.
Right.
And we're all sitting around, the rest of us. And we realize, to your point, about some people are known for this.
Yeah.
The last few times we've all gotten together, he has brought his wife, or at the time, his girlfriend, and they were the same woman, to everything,
right.
Despite no one else bringing their spouse. We finally put it all together that he always does this.
But they also don't ever pick up on it.
That's
what
I mean.
That really pisses me off.
Yes!
Like, I could see it happening once, but this is like the third time, bro. You're not getting this?
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If I were to ask you to describe bringing the wife guy, in one sentence, what would that sentence be?
Soft boy.
Okay.
Yo, ass mate. They're soft.
Where did you think that was going?
No, I don't know. I thought there was going to be, because he's got the, you know, he's talking, and he's got this deep thought. Maybe there was something deeper.
No,
there.
But it's always that guy. It's always that guy that brings his old lady everywhere.
All right, Kimmy, do you see the guy who brings his wife or the girl who brings her husband to every get-together as a negative to the party?
As a negative, yeah, because I guess if you're doing a girl's night, if you're doing a guy's night,
right.
I mean, it's kind of implied, hey, like, it's a different vibe here. And, like, I would also think, like, that guy is going to be bored. Like, if you come to, like, a girl's night, you're getting gossip about Bravo, the stuff you don't even watch.
Yeah, I don't know
about
any guy like that.
Right.
But for the most part, like, I would think it's not so much like I'm offended that you're here. It's like this, you're going to be bored.
And
this
you bring nothing
to
the game. Both sides.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, so Kimmy, you're saying this would be just as awkward for a woman to do this with her husband.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, too, that sucks. Like, when bring your wife, bring your husband, gal, girl, guy, whoever shows up, you feel like you have to include that person in everything.
But you can't. You cannot do it. You'll try.
You have to.
And that's why it sucks.
But like every joke, every story now has to have a backstory to include that person.
Well, it also has to be weighted for the room. So you have to think before you speak. Where when it's just a guy, say whatever you want.
Okay, but like, you know what really pissed me off?
What?
I don't even care anymore. This wife that comes, right? Mm-hmm. She started like interjecting into like the old time stories. You know how it is when guys
was
get
she
together.
There? Like, was she around?
No, she. We,
oh, okay, so
been,
this is all new.
They've
new
only been together
for her.
Yeah, they've all been together for like 8 years.
So she's chiming in.
She's chiming in, and it's like no, and we're all looking at each other like and my buddy's
chiming.
Her husband.
The chiming is the worst.
But stop chiming.
To your point, like I guess maybe it would be less awkward if this is somebody that you've known for a really long time. You know what I mean?
It doesn't help.
See, I think it does. Like, it would be less awkward, I guess, if a friend of mine brought her husband around, and like I've known this guy for decades, you know, like we all know each other, we all have a history, like we all know what's going on in each other's lives.
I just avoid those people now. Like I just know, like in general, I just avoid them.
So you have a roster of men and women who you know do this on a regular basis.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know some of them too.
No, but Kimmy, I mean, you say like when you've known each other for a long time, and I get where you're going with this. Like even when
like
you're
it's like I don't even they're almost like a sibling at that point. Like yes, I don't even care that they're here.
And
you know?
The one is a super chimer. It's like a high chime.
High chime.
She has reached a haiku chime. But she doesn't like they
is that
take,
chime poetry? A chime of yes. haiku? A haiku chime?
Like she takes over the conversation.
Mm,
like
yeah,
she just hijacks it. And then I love people when they hijack the conversation.
I love how he's hijacking the conversation that we were having.
That was my bad. I interrupted him.
I forgot what I was going to say.
No, yeah,
no
I
they
love
take, they hijack the conversation and then they don't have a point and it just runs out of gas.
Okay, but I know guys like that too.
Literally you every day on the show.
What are you talking about?
Haiku.
Do you think?
A haiku chime.
Okay. I am
haiku
thinking
chime
of some
is my favorite new Dodgers baseball player.
I'm thinking of some situations where, you know, it's kind of like that fringe buddy or the buddy you don't bring everywhere.
Yeah.
And their spouse actually helps the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because now
okay.
they're more focused on the spouse. And less on telling you all their stories and commanding the room.
You're right, but here's the thing. If I'm inviting Fringe Buddy or guy that's not around, I already have low expectations okay. for the night, so it doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you can cut a Fringe Buddy off just like that.
Yeah, bang, he's out. 252 WCMF went out with some buddies a little while ago. I'm trying to be cool here.
Mm.
And these guys I've known for like 25 years.
Yeah.
A couple of them live out of town. They were in town. All right, let's all get together. We sent out the text, da-da-da-da-da. One of the guys brings his wife, and she's fine. She's a fine person, right? Like, whatever. But we all kind of thought it was implied that, like, hey, we're just
the guys
that. Yeah, and then after they left first, and after they left, we realized he's done this.
You think they left first because they noticed?
Well, no, because if they noticed, they would have stopped doing it. Yeah. She wouldn't have come in the first place.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, maybe he thought it was a different situation, and then they got there. And
every
like, oh.
time? So this is
oh, they do it every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, this has happened,
oh,
like, okay. three or four times right. over the last, like, eight years where he's the only one. And I don't know how we didn't pick up on this until now. I guess when you're dating, it's different. Because,
yeah.
like, you don't want to, like, C-block your buddy.
No, true.
You know what I mean? But, because, yeah. like, that's the other dynamic that's different, right? Like, if he was, like, talking to a chick or, like, dating a chick, yeah, man, whatever. We'll try and pump you up and make you look good. You got a ring on it now.
Yeah.
My job here is done. I've done all I can, and you're still a huge-ass dork.
So one of the worst things that ever happened was when you're just going to meet your buddy for drinks, and I haven't seen him in a while, and he doesn't tell you, and he brings his girlfriend, and so it's you, him, and her. It's the worst.
So you are now the third wheel.
And I didn't know she was coming.
Yeah.
And now I've got to like act interested in this person that I have no interest in. It makes an hour seem like a year.
No, he's right, because you're laughing, Kimmy. He's right. You have to be charming because she's there, right? You have to, again, inject her in every story.
You can't be yourself.
They're going to start telling stories about like their relationship that you just don't care about.
Yes.
I don't care. Oh, you went to Nantucket? Shut up. Shut up.
And then they'll start asking questions about you that I don't want to talk.
They?
No, I don't want to talk.
Look, Kimmy, when guys get together, we don't ask questions of each other.
No, I know. You don't follow up with any details.
No, it's not behind the music, man. I just want to...
Yeah, but you're supposed...
He already knows the story.
Yes.
You're supposed to get the gossip to come home and tell me the gossip.
I don't care.
And there are pieces missing a lot of times because you guys don't pay attention to detail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I not just enjoy my buddies and what we like to do?
No, you also want that gossip, too.
If I wanted the gossip, I'd have gotten the gossip.
Yeah. I already know the gossip.
And maybe he's just not telling you the gossip because it's stuff your ears can't handle, man.
And then, so at one point, my buddy gets up to take a squirt, right? She starts, like, telling me things she shouldn't be telling me.
Oh, no.
And then I don't know what
okay,
to tell my buddy.
You secretly loved it, though.
Huh?
You secretly loved it, though.
No, because this is stuff he needed to know that she told
Since
me.
Since when are you that friend? I feel obligated to do the right thing. Never said by Tommy Mulet.
I couldn't tell him.
I'm on Tommy's side. Get him. Keep getting him. Get him, Kimmy.
I think I told you this story before. Like, she was basically going, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just, like, was glowing, she goes, she started telling, basically, she was going to break up with him.
So you, for the first time in your life, felt bad for a buddy.
Yeah. And it destroyed him. It destroyed him, and I knew about it, and I couldn't, like, because he's not going to listen.
I know. I get it.
But she pulls this move, man. Florida. I hate it. she was South Florida, bro.
Okay, but here's the problem.
What?
As we bitch and moan about bring the wife guy, bring the husband Gail, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is one major problem in keeping this from happening.
What's that?
It's not like you can send out the text to everybody that explicitly says no wives or no husbands.
Because, but you can say, hey, guys night.
No, because one, that sounds super suspicious.
Right.
Two, how do I explain that to my wife if she sees it? Three, it makes you look like a dick.
Right.
Because if I tell my wife, hey, I'm going out with the boys, she just kind of knows.
Right? Yeah.
But if my wife didn't know that, if she wasn't that person that like picked up on that, because maybe there are some women that don't or some husbands that don't, I'd have to look at my wife and be like, no, you can't come.
Yeah.
You can't come to this.
Because we have in our like group chats, like husbands or no husbands, and then it's either one or the other. Like,
that's a good way to do it.
Specifically spell it out.
That's a great idea, though.
You're telling me
I don't think none of you guys are going to be offended if we say no husbands.
Okay, but I know wives will be offended if your wife can't come. Why? What are you doing? Where you been, you son of a bitch?
Where am I going? Where the hell are you going?
You think your wife, you say that your wife's like, go do your thing. Like, please leave the house.
No, I understand. But if it's something she wanted to do and was like, oh, I'll come along, I can't.
What would you be doing with your buddies that your wife would want to do?
Anything you're not there? I don't know.
But it's a station game. You're not getting into any trouble.
Try me. Yo, you're right.
Everybody
I know.
Did. They were very disappointed.
Don't you always wonder? I do wonder.
What?
Like what the dynamic is as to how the spouse ended up there. Because it's possible that they both just agreed they want to be together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like their chance to get out of the house.
It's possible that the husband or wife looked at their partner and was like, I want you to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's also possible that the spouse looked at them and said, you're not going to go without me, are you? Like, which one is the worst one? That you don't have the balls to tell them no? That you cannot leave your spouse leave the house without your spouse and you want to be there? Or you're so connected at the hip all the time that you've just decided this?
Do you think there's a fourth option?
What's that?
Guy who thinks he has the cool wife or girlfriend.
Oh, you're right.
Like,
she's one of the guys. Like, they don't care if she comes. She's one of the guys. They all love her. She's the cool one.
They never
I think that there are some guys with that mentality, too, of like, well, I have the cool spouse, so there's an exception. Make an exception for me.
I mean, most of the people I know that do this are like two really needy people that found each other, and they feed off of it.
So you're saying that it's a mutual decision.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just do everything together. They're just joined at the hip. They hold hands constantly.
I hold hands with my wife constantly. What's wrong with that?
Nah, there's time and place for that.
A lot of PDA. Me and my wife are all in a PDA. I mean, I don't blame her. I get it.
Yeah, your big clammy mitt. And I know where that hand was, boy, back in the day.
What? Why would you know that?
It was knee-deep in nachos.
My wrist was knee-deep in nachos.
That's how deep you went, man.
Good chain. How deep is your nachos? One of my favorite beach
songs. Deep is your nachos?
How deep are nachos? How deep are your... I really want jalapenos. What's worse, needy guy, Kimmy, or a couple that just decides we're going to do everything together all the time?
Probably needy guy.
Okay.
I think couple that decides that they're going to do, if it's a mutual, like, we just want to be around each other all the time, good for you. I'm almost, like, jealous of both of you that you're both on that much of the same page where...
Listen to her try to play political
where
now.
You're both,
I mean, she's
right. No, but I'm saying, like, where you're both, like, neither of you are bothered by it ever.
Because I would, like, don't you all want to break from each other once in a while? Like, you're just constantly there.
Okay, but again, you can't say that out loud, because if your wife heard you say that about her, she'd flip out.
But even you can admit, like, your wife wants a break from you sometimes.
Right.
Oh, and you admit that you want a break from your wife?
Oh, no, she's one of the good ones.
There you go. Kimmy can say that about her husband, and her husband's just got to take it. I can't say I would like a break from my wife.
I understand.
Okay, you don't, because you keep siding with Kimmy, and I've been trying to tell you for 10 minutes, you can't say it out loud. Problem here. You know, here's the other thing, too. Like, are you dying, please? As we talk about the guy who always brings his wife to everything, the woman who always brings her husband to everything. Like, if it's a situation where, you know, the person going to see their friends or whatever is like, I want you to come with me. If my wife were to invite me out to drinks with her friends, I couldn't tell her no.
No, of course, you had to go.
I'd have to go and put on a face, and her friends would hate I was there. I would hate being there.
Yeah.
But the only person oblivious to this would be the partner that took them. And that's why I'm trying to figure out the dynamic. Because, look, man, I'm in the mood now where, like, just based on how the night went, I don't like this woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like my buddy for bringing her, but I really don't like this woman for having to ruin it. But it may not have been her fault. He could have looked at her and said, I want you to come tonight, and she can't tell him no. Ugh, so
yes.
Maybe we should, like, teach something in school. Like, one course when you're in, like, middle school. Places you should and shouldn't bring your
It's a certain type of etiquette, really.
Thank you. Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Time and place etiquette.
All right. Let's take a break. Like, I'm not saying this isn't terrible for your mental and physical health.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I understand that you may be at a point where any option is a good option. But based on how things have gone and the new plan to get these people home,
yeah,
maybe for the sake of staying alive,
all right,
you just live in space now.
Forever.
For me, you are now spaceman.
All right, you're the actual woman. Space people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we've talked about this story a couple of times in the last, like, 8 months.
Okay.
The astronauts that are currently stranded in the International Space Station, if you were unfamiliar with this story, Boeing, the plane company.
Yeah, the Star Dreamer liner.
Yeah, they have a space division now. It's called a, Starliner?
Yeah.
Star Dreamer, something like this.
It's like a plane for the space.
So they went up in the plane for the space. And dock with the International Space Station. Yeah. They were supposed to spend a week in space.
Right.
And a week went by, and they didn't come home. And NASA said everything was fine with the ship. No big deal. We're just going to keep them up there a little longer.
Yeah.
And that turned into 2 weeks, and 3 weeks. And they've now been up there for, what, 9 months?
And they can't figure out what to send up to get them?
All right. Yeah. So initially...
I thought they got out of their stuff laying around. It works, don't they?
Well, you'd think. So NASA has been stuck here. The Boeing capsule that brought them up to space.
The Star Dreamer. Though.
Yes. It has landed safely back in September in the Gulf of whatever.
Right.
But they say there were thruster problems they anticipated that appeared during the descent. So I guess it's a good thing they didn't come back down on that.
Right.
By the way, this has been such a disaster for Boeing that they are looking into the sale of its space business.
Good idea.
Get out of the space game. So... early on in the process, when they were stranded up there, SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, offered to give them a ride home.
All right.
So then that became the plan. But a whole bunch of delays happened, and then questions that weren't answered about why SpaceX couldn't help them. Well, it was announced yesterday that the astronauts may have a new way back home.
Hey, they should try this other agency I've been hearing
What's
about.
That called?
NASA?
They're behind.
That does this?
They're behind all of this. So
they don't have a rocket to go get these people?
So remember, they cut the funding for NASA and started outsourcing it, it seems. And if I'm wrong, 2-5-2-3-CMF. Yes, with SpaceX. So now NASA and SpaceX work hand in hand.
There.
Yeah, boy, there you go. Well, Boeing didn't work out so well. So it was announced that on March 12th, the pair that has been stranded in space for months will return on an international a SpaceX Dragon capsule. It's going to leave Earth on the 12th and bring the crew home. They have spent 250 consecutive days in orbit.
Good God.
So I thought this was supposed to happen a while ago.
It was.
Like,
it
I
was.
Thought the SpaceX shuttle was going to... There was another date that they had in mind. And
there
then
was.
That came and went.
Yep.
So I kind of figured... that it wasn't happening anytime soon.
So that thing you just said now...
Yeah.
It sounds like a piece of junk.
Dragon capsule? What's wrong with that?
It sounds like some old stuff that they found in a warehouse. Hey, remember we were working on that dragon thing? Fire that bad boy up, see what we got.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because according to LiveScience.com, the place where everyone goes for their science...
Oh, yeah, we all do.
The plan was to have a brand new dragon capsule made and to bring them back.
But...
They're going to use a previously used dragon
capsule. Oh, okay.
Because the hook of SpaceX was being able to use ships over and over
and
over.
So this one probably has, like, ashtrays in it and stuff.
Okay.
I would be nervous if I were these astronauts.
I'd be dying just to get the hell out of there and go home.
You think you're more content staying up there until they find a safe way, or are you just like, I'll take the risk, give me what you got?
Well, here's the problem, Kimmy. If I'm thinking out loud here, if I am space people that have been in space, there's nothing at this point you can tell me that I am for sure is safe.
Right.
Because so many opportunities have come and gone that just didn't happen for whatever reason.
The longer it goes, the more I'm nervous.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm serious when I say this.
Yeah.
If I am one of these astronauts, maybe now, for the sake of staying alive, I just live in space.
No, I got to get out of there.
Yeah.
Well done, man. You're going to go crazy.
You got
to
be going nuts.
It wasn't designed for all these people, so... You don't have ideal living conditions. You're probably sleeping on something that wasn't even meant to be a bed.
Oh, you're sleeping on a couch futon.
Yeah.
Or a space futon.
Space. Wait.
Futon.
Futons in space. I love how Kimmy has to coax us into the joke.
I'm thinking like, man, go find one of them old shuttles, man, and bring it up here and get my ass out of here.
Yeah, like one they used in like 86 that Big Bird was supposed to be on. Oh, no. No, man,
like,
I don't want old stuff.
Like, I do wonder.
What else you got?
That's my point.
Long they think like a person can stay in that kind
without
of
without going crazy
in that kind of atmosphere without really going nuts.
So the astronauts, during being interviewed, had said that, yes, they're having a hard time mentally dealing with this. Because normally when they send you up to the space station,
temporary,
and you're doing a job. You have a job there.
And then you leave. You're just sitting.
They have not had a job the entire time there. Although, funny sidebar, due to this, the female astronaut has set a record for the most non-consecutive spacewalks hours.
Oh.
Because she had nothing else to do. So she's taking the dog for a walk in space.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't even get any fresh air.
Yeah, it's space.
Yeah.
In space.
That's what I'm saying.
No one can hear you breathe.
I would be so crazy. Call Red Bull. Get something up here.
Call Red Bull.
Send one of them crazy biplanes that I capsule the guy parachuted out of back in this. Get me out of here.
How are they not running out of supplies?
Well, you they so
they've
in turn,
been sending
they
that
can
up?
Resupply.
Yeah.
They just
can't get them
hitch
home.
A ride with the truck.
Gotcha.
So it's like sitting in the back of the Amazon truck.
They are currently in the space station with Russian and I believe Japanese astronauts.
All right, so we get along with half of them.
Okay, but that's just it. I mean, are those countries not able to bring them back? Do the Japanese supply their own spaceships for this? Or do they?
I've never heard of it, like a Japanese rocket going up.
Japanese rocket, my second favorite Dodgers player right now.
Russia, obviously, but I don't know. I don't think they had their own space program.
Japan?
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
I mean, I've never heard of it.
Oh, so, yeah,
I mean, China got it.
China Russia got a space program?
Yeah, and so does India.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like, can they send people up to the International Space Station?
I mean, they're not. I don't think they're at the. They're all at the same level.
Okay.
But I know they have their own space programs.
Okay.
What?
I just heard the way you finished that. No, I don't believe you.
No, China definitely does because they're China's got a space program. They got astronauts.
We've looked this up. There are a lot of countries with space programs.
No, but I mean, like, at the level of this, I would say China would be the other one. To help us out.
No, you don't get along with them either. Not great.
Well, they want to cool it with the terrorists for a few minutes.
Yeah, bro. Can you imagine being these people, knowing that other countries may be your ticket home and you're reading the news? Oh, God, no. Oh, yeah, God, no.
Well, you'll have to negotiate with them.
Please stop.
Like, the Russians probably have rockets that could do this.
Bro, if my American rocket can't get me home, there is no way I am trusting a Russian rocket to get my ass back.
It runs on kerosene.
Bro, there's a story. They know that Russian astronauts in the early space race died, and they didn't tell anybody about it. They have audio of a Russian cosmonaut burning to death in a capsule, and they never made it public that guy was killed.
That was the old Russia. The new Russia's pretty chill.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, seems like it's pretty nice.
It's not like the guy in charge used to be a big part of the bad old Russia. Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
I don't remember.
All right, 252 WCMF. We're talking about these astronauts still stranded in space. There was now a plan to bring them home on March 12th, but it sounds a lot like a plan that didn't work out a couple of months ago. Also, they're using a used capsule from SpaceX, and I'm saying, man, whether or not
this is like something that was sitting around.
Well, I mean, that's the design of SpaceX. Yeah. That was the hook they used. We're not going to have to build new things all the time. But with all the mistakes that have been made and all the problems that apparently have showed up, if I'm these people, I'm just living in space. I'm living in space forever.
So you can give me a guarantee.
Let's talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, I got a question.
Sure.
All right, so you're going to stay in space forever and never get laid again?
Do you want to die, Bob?
That would be better than not getting laid.
Bob, when's the last time you got laid? Come on. I mean, a really good one.
Well, probably about 5 hours.
Who were you with?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
No, you're supposed to say Tommy's mom. We set you up. The pins are there.
Come
the
on,
bumpers
Bob.
Are on the lane, and you couldn't throw the ball, Bob.
Well, yeah, but then Tommy's wife's going to be upset if I say his mom. So what do?
And you stumbled over the final punch. You thought it wasn't even good.
You think you're part of the space program.
Well, there's a lot of space between words of that punchline. Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. So we did look this up.
Yeah.
You cannot physically have sex in space.
Yes. It doesn't work?
Yeah, remember gravity? Gravity affected something to do with...
It makes it much harder for you guys
to maintain. Yeah, to maintain your rocket ship.
But even with Viagra?
I don't... Did you bring it with you?
I would. They should have some up there.
Why? No, you don't want astronauts having sex in space.
No, but let's say I just want to, you know, pleasure myself. I could do that. It'll work.
Yeah, right? You want that floating around? Duck!
No, you put like a tissue over it. Like this.
Bro, there's going to be particles. You'd have to do it into a jar.
But, bro, they have to. You cannot be
in space. Don't.
Yes, they do.
You can't maintain an erection in space.
No, but they have to pleasure themselves in space. Men have to.
I think we've read that it's possible, but it's very difficult.
Yes, and even if you had Viagra, I mean, it all has
to... But even the guys back in the old programs, they said they rubbed one out.
No, they didn't say that!
Where's that in the book?
Buzz Aldrin took communion. I don't think he was cranking one out in the capsule.
Of course they did. You didn't want to clean that thing back in the old days.
Bro, all those dudes were like sitting shoulder to shoulder. How would you even pull that off?
Listen, man, when you like when the guy's sleeping.
Oh, well, there is that famous audio from Neil Armstrong.
Okay.
One small crank to man. I can't finish. Hello, Neil and Buzz. Pat and I are sitting here right now, and when you get through rubbing one out, we're all excited for you to come back down. Be careful on re-entry. I hear that stuff can really get spread around.
You know why that third guy's name is never known? They caught him doing something with a 9-iron.
Oh, Tom Collins.
I'm sad you know that. Go ahead.
He's a hero.
He's a guy that got left behind. You stay up here. We're going to go do the cool stuff.
Okay, so I don't know. We're just going to take this with a grain of salt.
Okay.
All right.
But according to a quick Google search... male astronauts can J-O in space. In fact, NASA has informally encouraged male astronauts to J-O
they
regularly to prevent certain
that centrifuging.
It says it can space prolong space travel.
Ready?
You're on camera. I'm just going to keep reading. Prolonged space travel can lead to a buildup of prostate secretions and bacterial growth.
Wait, secretions in space?
So J-O-ing
secretions in space! You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
So J-O-ing regularly can help prevent.
So all the boys pulled it.
No. No, the last article we had said they can't.
I don't know. I'm saying this seems like
ground
limited research.
Control,
here.
Stop touching your dong.
No, but like, here's the thing, they don't have their own rooms.
No, but.
So there's female astronauts up there.
Yeah, but there's got to be cubby holes and stuff.
Well,
especially
really?
At the space station.
What are you doing in there? Like, nothing.
They got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
right?
The bathroom.
I would assume you have some privacy.
Man, who gets to clean that up?
There's a difference.
Hey, get the space scraper.
Come back. Wrap it up. Tell you what we're doing tomorrow next on CMF.